Afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹午安。
As we come to look again in the Word of the Lord,
我们再一次来看神的话。
I remind my heart and I remind you.
我要提醒我自己的心，也提醒众弟兄姐妹的心。
That there's only one indispensable principle of Bible study.
在读圣经的时候，只有一个是绝对不可少的，原则。
And that is total reliance on God's Holy Spirit.
就是要全然的依靠神的灵。
The Bible is like our Lord Jesus.
圣经就好像我们的主耶稣。
There's a human side and a divine side.
它有人的成分，有神的成分。
Many, when Jesus walked on earth, only saw the human side.
很多人在主耶稣在世的事工上，只看到他做人的那一方面。
We need to know the human side.
那当然，我们需要在这人的这一方面要有了解。
We need to know what a chapter is and what a paragraph is.And a sentence is.
那我们需要知道是哪一章、哪一段、哪一节。
But as our brother reminded us this morning, human wisdom, not God's hidden wisdom, but human wisdom can never understand God's word.
但是如同我们弟兄今天早上提醒我们的，人的智慧，那不是那个神隐藏的智慧，乃是人的智慧永远。不能够让我们了解圣经。
Before we pray together, let me share John chapter 5 and verse 25.
在我们祷告之前，让我跟弟兄姐妹们分享约翰福音的第五章二十五节。
An hour is coming and now is when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God and those who hear shall live.
时候将到，现在就是了。使人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。
We know someday in the future, Jesus will speak and raise the dead.
我们知道在将来的一个日子，主要说话，使人要复活。
But this verse says, the hour is coming and now is.
但这段经文告诉我们说，时候将到，现在就是了。
So there's a present principle.
所以这是一个现今的一个原则。
And that is when the Lord Jesus speaks, the dead are raised.
就是当我们主耶稣说话的时候，死人就得以复活。
So if there's any death in any heart, may God speak to us.And raise us from the dead.
所以，若是在任何人的心里面有任何的死亡，愿神对我们说话，使我们能够从死里复活。
Let's pray together, please.
让我们一同来祷告。
Our Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that lives in our hearts.
父啊，我们感谢你，因为你是圣灵在我们心里活的。
The very life of God.
神的全然的生命
The one who searches the depths of God and reveals to us the things concerning Christ.
知道神的奥秘式的关于耶稣基督式的圣灵又启示给我们
Show yourself this afternoon, Lord. May we see you.
所以今天这个下午求你将自己显明让我们得以看见。
And we thank you in advance in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
我们靠主耶稣宝贝的名感谢你。
We are meditating on the wonderful reality this weekend.
所以在这个周末，我们一同的来思想默念这个奇妙的真理。
Let me set before you the two verses that began to excite me about this particular.Series.
让我先跟弟兄姐妹们分享那两段经文，怎么样让我激动？叫我今日能够在这里传讲这一系列的信息。
The first is Romans chapter 8, verses 7 and 8.
第一段的经文是罗马书的第八章的七到八节。
Because the mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God, it does not subject itself to the law of God, it's not even able to do so. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法，也是不能服，而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜悦。
The second verse is Hebrews 11 and verse 6.
第二个经文是希伯来书的第十一章的第六节。
Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those who seek him.
人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦。因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
The flesh cannot please God, and without faith, it's impossible to please Him.
那属血气的不能够得神的喜悦，人若没有信，就不能得神的喜悦。
What is on my heart this weekend is to share the kind of faith that brings pleasure to the Lord.
所以这个周末在我心里面的负担是跟大家来分享怎么样子的信心能够讨神的喜悦。
When we introduced this little series, I called attention to the fact that Christ is the object of faith.
当我们在一开始介绍这一段这一连续的讲到的时候，我讲到基督是我们信心的对象。
The faith that pleases God looks far, far away from faith.
所以一个讨神喜悦的信心是不是盯着自己的信心在那里细细的查看。
We do not trust our trust.
我们并不是来信任我们自己的信任。
Watch the emphasis in what I'm about to say, please.
那注意一下我等一下要讲的着重的地方。
We do not preach trust Christ.
我们并不是传对基督的信。
We preach trust Christ.
而是我们是传对基督的信。
The emphasis is on the object of faith.
所强调的是在信心的对象。
God delights in His Son, and everyone occupied with His Son brings Him pleasure.
神喜悦他的儿子，任何人的一个心是充满他的儿子的，神是喜悦的。
When I introduced this little series, I tried to show you that God is on the lookout for faith.
当我在介绍我这一系列的讲道的时候，那我提到神是在那里寻找这样子的信心。
This was wonderfully illustrated by the story where four friends lowered their crippled friend before the feet of our Lord Jesus.
那么这是很清楚的，能够在那个四个朋友把那个摊子垂下来降到耶稣脚前的这个故事当中显明了。
Mark chapter 2 reminds us that Jesus looked up and the Bible says he saw faith.
那在马可福音的第二章讲到耶稣向上看，他看见他们的信心。
The same chapter says he looked around and he saw human reasoning.
那在同一章这里讲到，他四围一看，所看到的却是人心里的议论。
He addressed both. He addressed faith and he addressed human reasoning.
他在这里既讲到了信心，也讲到人自己心中的议论。
But he only ministered to faith.
但是呢，他的事工，他的工作，只是坐在那有信心的人身上。
I suggested that out of chapter 11 of Hebrews, I would select two illustrations.
那我在也说到在希伯来书的第十一章里面，我会讲到两个显明这事的故事。
I'd like to show you the kind of faith that pleases God.
那借此来跟弟兄姐妹们来说明是怎么样子的信心，是讨神喜悦的信心。
My first illustration is chapter 11, verse 7, Noah.
第一个说明的故事是在第十一章希伯来书第十一章第七节里面提到的诺亚。
By faith, Noah, being warned by God about things not seen, in reverence prepared an ark for the salvation of his household, by which he condemned the world, and he became an heir of the righteousness which is according to faith.
他说诺亚因着信，既蒙神指示他未见之事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一尺方舟，使他全家得救，因此就定了那世代的罪，自己也承受了那从信而来的义。
I'd like to illustrate faith through Noah.
所以我要借着诺亚来说明是什么样子的信讨神喜悦。
We can't speak about everything concerning Noah.
那当然我们没有办法论到关于诺亚的所有的事情。
Just in the Old Testament there are 92 verses concerning Noah.
在旧约里面就有92节的经文讲到诺亚。
And many in the New Testament besides.
那么在新约里面还有许多其他的经文。
We can't look at everything, but we must look at something.
虽然我们没有办法看每节的经文，但我们总是能够看几段的经文。
And toward the end of the Noah story, there was an action by Noah, a faith that brought great pleasure to the heart of God.
在关于诺亚记载的末后的那一段里面，讲到诺亚所做的一件事，那使神的心中喜悦。
Let me try to get it before you.
让我在这里试着把它呈在弟兄姐妹的面前。
The faith of Noah was all about the revelation of Christ.
因为诺亚的信心完全是关乎耶稣基督的启示。
The ark, God's only plan of salvation, was a picture of our Lord Jesus.
那个方舟，神救恩计划的表样，就完全是讲到我们的主。
If you enjoy logical connection, here's the outline I want to share.
如果你喜欢比较有层次逻辑的思想的话，那么这是我准备讲的大纲。
I want to show you how Noah received the revelation.
我们先要讲到诺亚是怎么样领受神的启示。
And then I want to show you how he embraced the revelation he received.
然后我们再讲到诺亚怎么样就投身在这个启示里面。
And then I want to show you how that revelation brought him to the kind of faith that brings great pleasure to the heart of God.
再过来我们就要讲到那这样子的启示怎么样在诺亚的身上那么带出了一个讨神喜悦的信心。
Let me repeat again Hebrews 11 verse 7.
让我再重念一下希伯来书的第十一章的第七节。
By faith Noah, being warned by God about things not yet seen, in reverence prepared an ark for the salvation of his household, by which he condemned the world and became the heir of the righteousness which is according to faith.
诺亚因着信，既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一纸方舟，使他全家得救，因此就定了那世代的罪，自己也承受了那从信而来的义。
When the story begins, Noah is 480 years old.
这个故事开始的时候，诺亚的年纪是480岁。
His life is more than half over.
他其实已经过了他的半生。
What was the revelation that God gave to Noah when he was 480 years old?
所以当诺亚480岁的时候，神给他的启示是什么？
It's the same revelation that God gave you if you're saved.
那就是当我们自己得救的时候，神所给我们的那种启示。
Everyone who comes to the Lord receives this revelation.
每一个到主面前的人都领受了这样子的启示。
Of course, in the Old Testament, he received it in a picture.
当然在旧约的时候所得到的是一幅图画一个表样。
In seed form.
好像一个种子。
It was not yet developed.
还是没有完全的显明长成。
Isn't this what you saw when you came to the Lord?
那么这样子的启示是不是你在认识主的时候所领受的？
Noah was shown a great judgment that was about to come because of sin.
因为诺亚在那里所领受的就是因着人的罪的缘故，神的审判，极大的审判将要临到。
He was also shown God's one and only plan for salvation.
那么神也将他独一的救赎的计划、独一的道路启示给诺亚。
And then God began to focus on the ark.
那接下来神就专注在那个方舟。
Hebrews 11:7 says that God told him about things not seen.
那这里在希伯来书第十七章的第七节讲到，神所启示诺亚的是诺亚未见的事。
Noah saw it, but nobody else saw it.
诺亚看到了，但没有人看到。
Not with these eyes, he couldn't see it with these eyes.
因为所看见的不是用肉眼看见的。
It was in his heart.
乃是在他的心中。
It was in his spirit.
在他的灵里。
It was that hidden wisdom our brother talked about.
那就是我们弟兄早上所讲的那神隐藏的智慧。
To Noah, when he received that revelation from God,
所以当诺亚从神那里领受了这启示以后，
terrible sin,
极严重的罪，
an awful judgment,
那更可怕的审判，
and one plan of salvation,
那只有独一的救赎的计划。
He began to rejoice in that revelation.
然后他却因这样子的启示而欢喜。
Now I'm going to present that ark as a picture of our Lord Jesus.
所以在这里我要说明那个方舟是我们主耶稣基督的一个表样。
I think you're aware that three times in the Bible we have an ark.
我们知道在圣经里面有三次这个英文讲的 ark 出现三次。
We have Noah's ark.
我们有诺亚的方舟。
When Moses was put in a basket and laid on the Nile River, it's the same word, ark.
那同时当摩西被放在篮子里放到尼罗河的时候，那个讲篮子的那一个字也就是方舟的同一个字。
And you know about the ark of the covenant.
那当然还有约柜也是一个同样的字。
All three times it's the same word.
在原文里面是同样的一个字。
An ark is a box.
那这个方舟啊看起来就像一个盒子。
It's a chest.
是一个好像宝藏的盒一样。箱子一样。
I like to view Noah's Ark as a coffin.
感觉上诺亚的方舟有时候我想起来就像一个棺材。
It's not a boat.
其实不是一只船。
It's not a ship.
不是一艘舰。
It didn't have a mast.
它不是它的结构不是像
船一样。It didn't have a sail.
它也没有舵也没桨。
There were no rudders.
也没帆。
There was no oars.
也没有控制桨的。
There was no helm.
也没有在那里掌舵的。
No steering wheel. The path that the ark took was determined by the will of God, not by the skill of man.
因为那个方舟的样式不是按着人的智慧来造的，乃是按着神的旨意造出来的。
It was a floating box.
那是一个能够浮在水上的一个方盒子。
Now I know it was three stories. You don't think of a coffin with three stories.
那当然，我们知道方舟有三层。那我们想到棺材的时候，我们不会想到有三层的棺材。
But if you think in terms of the full scripture,
但如果你把圣经里面所有的描写一同来考虑的话
，you can see if the ark is Christ, those in it, if it's a coffin, are dead in Christ.
因为如果这个方舟是基督的话，那么在方舟里面的人，就好像在棺材里面的人与基督同死。
They were under the judgment of God, and the ark alone took the brunt of the storm.
他们是在受神的审判，但是整个的暴风暴雨是那个方舟承受的。
And after everything that God cursed was destroyed,
那当神所有咒诅的东西都被毁灭了以后
，Watch the ark.
然后你就看到那个方舟。
The ark begins to rise above the buildings and the trees and the mountains.
然后这个方舟那开始比房子高，比树高，比山高。
150 feet above the highest mountain.
那甚至比最高的山还要高了150尺。
Above everything that broke God's heart.
所有叫神伤心的事情，方舟都高过了他们。
And everyone that was in the ark shared the destiny of the ark.
所以所有在方舟里面的人，他们的命运就跟方舟是相同的。
In the words of the New Testament, when Christ died, I died.
如果用新约的话来讲的话，当基督死的时候，我在基督里面与他一同死了。
And when the ark rose, when Christ rose, I was in him.And I also rose.
所以当方舟浮起来的时候，好像基督从死里复活，我们也与他一同的复活。
In Genesis chapter 8, verse 4.
那创世纪的第八章的第四节。
On the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, the ark rested on Mount Ararat.
在七月十七日，方舟停在亚拉腊山上。
The ark rested, it didn't crash.
那方舟是停下来了，却没有破损。
The Holy Spirit deliberately chose that word.
那这个是圣灵所选用的一个特别的字。
The ark weathered the storm.
这个方舟经过了风暴。
The ark rose above all that was cursed.
那这方舟浮起来超过了一切受咒诅的。
And when it could rise no more, it rested.
然后到高了不能再高的时候，他就安静在那里，安住在那里。
Let me get back to Noah for a moment.
让我们再回到诺亚。
Genesis chapter 6 verse 3.
创世纪的第六章的第三节。
My spirit shall not strive with man forever, because he also is flesh. Nevertheless, his days shall be 120 years.
人既属乎血气，我的灵就不永远住在他里面。然而他的日子还可到120年。
That verse is not teaching that God is shortening the lifespan. From 800 years to 120 years, and then later to 70 years.
这里讲的并不是说神将人的寿算从800岁缩短到120岁，然后以后再把它再缩短到70岁。
1 Peter 3:20 says, The patience of God kept waiting in the days of Noah during the construction of the ark.
在彼得前书的三章二十节这么说，那么神是在什么时候容忍等候呢？那是在从诺亚预备方舟的时候。
The 120 years were the years of God's patience.
所以那120年是指的神宽容忍耐的年日。
When Noah first received the revelation, he received things. Not seen. with these eyes.
所以当诺亚领受神的启示的时候，他所领受的东西不是他的肉眼所能够看见的。
He received the revelation of Christ, God's only salvation.
他所领受的乃是耶稣基督的启示，是神救赎的唯一道路。
And that revelation absolutely consumed Noah's life.
那么这一个启示，就将诺亚一生的生命占据了。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 20.
在彼得前书第三章的第二十节
Who once were disobedient when the patience of God kept waiting in the days of Noah during the construction of the ark in which a few, that is, eight persons were brought safely through the water.
就是那从前在诺亚预备方中方舟神容忍等待的时候不信从的人当时进入方舟借着水得救的不多只有八个人
In a moment of time God showed Noah a revelation of Christ
在时间里面的一个时候神向诺亚启示了耶稣基督
And he spent the next 120 years involved with that revelation
然后接下来的120年诺亚就为这一个启示摆上了120年的时间。
Noah went into ark building.
所以诺亚就进到方舟。
All he could talk about was the ark.
那他在建方舟时，他所能、所思、所想、所做的都是方舟。
All of his energy was about the ark.
所有他的体力、能力都花在方舟里面。
The ark became his life.
那么这方舟就变成占据他生命的东西。
It was his food. It was his drink.
是他吃的，是他喝的。
The ark was his job.
这个方舟是他的工作。
His ministry.
他的侍奉。
His calling.
他的呼召。
His hobby.
他的休闲活动。
His mission.
他的使命。
For 120 years, you know where you'd find Noah.
在这120年的时候你要找到诺亚你知道要到哪里去找
He's out there with his sons building the ark
他在外面跟他的儿子在一起建造那个方舟
I challenge you to go up to the most uninstructed Christian
那我在这里跟弟兄姐妹做一个挑战找一个最没有受到指教的基督徒
And ask them, what comes to your mind when I say Noah?
你问他们说，如果我跟你讲到诺亚的时候，你想到什么？
Even unbelievers get this.
甚至一个不信主的人都知道。
When you say Noah, they think the ark, they think flood, they think the animals.
因为一讲到了诺亚，你就想到了方舟，想到了洪水，想到了动物。
Even though Noah lived 229 years after the flood.
虽然诺亚在洪水以后又活了279年
Noah is remembered by his complete occupation with the ark.
但人们纪念诺亚乃是他完全将自己的生命投入在这个方舟里面
Now I don't want you to get lost in the picture.
那我盼望你们不要忽略了这一个图画
The ark is a picture of our dear Lord Jesus.
因为这个方舟是我们所亲爱的主的一个图画。
It wasn't a ship for Noah or a big boat.
它不是一艘船，不是一艘舰。
Noah was wrapped up in God's salvation.
诺亚在这里是被神的救恩怀抱。
That ark was his best friend.
所以这个方舟是他的密友、亲友。
Day and night for 120 years.
那日日夜夜120年的时间。
The most important thing in Noah's life was that ark.
诺亚生命里面最重要的事情是这一个方舟。
Now we know from the New Testament that Noah was also a preacher.
那我们从新约里面我们也知道诺亚是一个传道的人。
I'm sure he had a burden for his neighbors.
我们相信他对他的邻舍心中有负担。
Peter calls Noah a preacher of righteousness.
那彼得称呼诺亚是传道的义人。
But the power of his testimony wasn't his preaching.
但他真正见证的能力不是在他所传的道。
I'm sure Noah prayed for his neighbors.
我相信诺亚是对他的为他的邻舍祷告。
The power of his testimony was not through his prayers.
但是他见证的能力不是从他祷告出来的。
Listen once more, please, to Hebrews 11, verse 7.
让我们再仔细的听一次希伯来书的第十一章的第七节。
By faith, Noah, being warned by God about things not yet seen, in reverence prepared an ark for the salvation of his household by which he condemned the world.And became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith.
诺亚因着信，既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一纸方舟，使他全家得救。因此就定了那世代的罪，自己也承受了那从信而来的义。
The power of Noah's testimony wasn't his preaching.
所以诺亚见证的能力不是在于他所讲的道。
It wasn't his prayer life.
也不是他祷告的生活。
It was ark building.
而是在于他建造那个方舟。
The more Noah built the ark, the more Christ his neighbors saw.
所以诺亚在那里越建造那个方舟，他的邻舍就越能够看到基督。
This is so much what Brother Sun was sharing this morning.
我们孙弟兄上午所讲的讲到这一方面的很多。
God touched Noah's heart.
神摸到了诺亚的心。
He touched that hidden wisdom.
把那个隐藏的奥秘事启示出来。
And all at once, Noah saw things that nobody else saw.
所以在那一个时刻，诺亚的心里看见了没有人能够看见的事。
He saw it in a moment.
在那一刹那间，他看到了。
But for the next 120 years, as he matured and grew and developed, others got to see it.
但是接下来的120年，他在那里建造越来越高，所以以至于别人可以看见。
When God first revealed himself to Noah, everything was internal, it was invisible, nobody could see it except Noah.
当神一开始向诺亚启示的时候，是在诺亚的心里是看不见的，没有人能够看见。
I picture at the beginning Noah's neighbors looking out the window at Noah.
所以我这么在这么想，看到诺亚的那些邻居们透着窗户在那里看到诺亚。
They couldn't see into his heart.
他们看不到他的心。
They couldn't see his mind.
他们没有办法看到他的意念。
They couldn't see his spirit.
没有办法看到他灵里的事。
Noah was full of revelation.
诺亚虽然是满了这样子的启示。
But all they saw was a man.
但他们所看到的不过是一个人。
And they thought perhaps that he was losing his mind.
甚至他们觉得说不定他已经有点发疯了。
They began cutting down trees and dragging lumber in.
在那里把树砍下来了，把木头聚集起来。
But as the weeks went by, and the months went by, and the years went by,
然后一周一周，一月一月，一年一年的过去了。
As the neighbors looked out the window,
他的邻舍们这个时候透过窗户往外看。
They could still see Noah.
他们仍然看见诺亚。
But they saw something else as well.
但是同时他们也看到了另外一个东西。
You know, when the ark was finally completed, it was more than a football field long.
所以你们知道，当方舟盖完的时候，它比我们现在的足球场还长。
You see what's happening?
你看得到这个情形吗？
The ark is getting bigger.
对，这个方舟越来越大。
Noah is getting smaller.
诺亚却越来越小。
In the eyes of the neighbors.
至少在他的邻舍的眼睛里面。
They still see Noah, but they see the ark.
他们看到诺亚，但是他们更看到那个方舟。
And they began to realize what he was saying.
然后他们就开始明白诺亚到底在讲些什么。
Corresponding to what he was doing.
他所讲的跟他所做的是相对印证的。
And the neighbors began to realize that Noah had pinned all his hopes and the hopes of his family on that ark.
那他的邻舍们就开始知道，诺亚将他自己的盼望，他全家的盼望，都放在这个方舟的上面。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 7 says, He moved with reverence and prepared the ark.
在希伯来书的第十一章的第七节讲说，诺亚他是动了敬畏的心，预备了一纸方舟。
At first they saw only Noah.
一开始他们只看见诺亚。
And then they saw Noah and Christ.
那接下来他们看见诺亚，但是也看见基督。
But then one wonderful day, something strange happened.
那但是在那个奇妙的日子，有件稀奇的事发生了。
God called Noah and his family into the ark.
神就召诺亚跟他的家进入方舟。
Noah completely disappeared.
那这个时候诺亚完全是离开了视线。
At first, the neighbors saw only Noah.
一开始的时候，邻舍们能够看到的只有诺亚。
And as Noah took that revelation and put it out where his neighbors could see it.
然后诺亚就将他所领受的启示能够建筑出来，让他的邻舍能够看到。
Then they saw Noah and Christ.
所以他们就看见了诺亚跟基督。
But then came the day when Noah went into the ark and all they could see was the ark.
但是到了那一天，诺亚进入了方舟。到那个时候，他们所能够看到的就只有方舟。
Now it's that detail, Noah in the ark.
是在这一点上，诺亚进入方舟。
That's what I want to highlight right now.
就是我现在所要特别强调的。
That's what I want to showcase because in that act. There was some act of faith that brought great pleasure to the heart of God.
正是我在这里要特别表明出来的，因为就是在这一个特别的作为里面，带着一个信心是讨神喜悦的信心。
Let me try to get it before you. May God open our eyes.
让我把这个真理摆在弟兄姐妹的面前，愿神能够开我们的眼睛。
God placed Noah in a dilemma.
因为神把诺亚放在一个困难当中，一个难处里面。
A dilemma in which Noah had to make a choice.
因为在那个时候，诺亚必须要做一个选择。
I'm not sure I would have made the same choice that Noah made.
那我老实说，我不一定会跟诺亚一样做同样的决定。
I wonder if you had the choice Noah had. What choice you would make.
我也不知道当如果你有像诺亚一样的选择的时候，你会怎么样子的选择。
I want to share this because the decision that Noah made by faith illustrates the kind of faith that brings pleasure to God.
我特别要强调这一点，因为诺亚的作为所显明的信心正是那个能够讨神喜悦的信心。
Now, those who've studied this story have been arrested by the fact that Noah and his family were called into the ark a full week before the flood came.
因为读圣经的人都注意到，因为当诺亚进入这个方舟的时候，那个洪水还要再隔一个礼拜才开始，雨才开始。
I'm going to read some selected verses from chapter 7 of Genesis.
那我现在要从创世纪的第七章念几处的经文。
I'm going to read the first four verses.
那我要先念头四节经文。
Then the Lord said to Noah, Enter into the ark, you and all your household, for you alone I've seen to be righteous before me in this time. You shall take with you of every clean animal by sevens, a male and his female, and of the animals that are not clean, two, a male and his female. Also the birds of the sky by sevens, male and female, to keep offspring alive on the face of the earth. After seven more days, I'll send rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights, and I will blot out from the face of the land every living thing that I have made.
耶和华对挪亚说：“你和你的全家都要进入方舟，因为在这世代中，我见你在我面前是义人。凡洁净的畜类，你要带七公七母；不洁净的畜类，你要带一公一母。空中的飞鸟也要带七公七母，可以留种活在全地上。因为再过七天，我要降雨在地上，使时昼夜。” 把我所造的各样活物都从地上除灭。
Here was the dilemma.
诺亚所面临一个困难的选择是这样子的。
God gave Noah two commands.
神给了诺亚两个命令。
And it wasn't possible to obey both of them.
看起来好像没有办法
So Noah had to make a choice.
所以诺亚必须要做一个决定。
Shall I obey the first thing God told me to do?
我是要先做神先吩咐了我的这一件事呢？
Or shall I obey the second thing God told me to do?
还是要做神所吩咐我的第二件事？
He could only do one.
因为他只能够做一件。
He had to set one command aside.
在做的时候, 另外一个命令就要暂时放到一边。
It was a decision he had to make by faith.
因为这必须是一个出于信心的决定。
And when God saw the decision he made, 所以, it brought pleasure to his heart.
当神看见了诺亚的决定, 从此显出的信心以后, 神的心是喜悦的。
Let me show you the two commands.
让我在这里看, 跟大家一起看一下这两个命令是什么。
The first command was sort of a commission. I'd even think of it as a great commission.
那么第一个呢, 你可以说是一个差遣的命令, 甚至可以说是诺亚的大使命。
Genesis chapter 6, verse 19.
在创世纪的第六章的第十九节，
Of every living thing of all flesh, you shall bring two of every kind into the ark to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female.
那这里讲到凡有血肉的活物，每样两个，一公一母，你要带进方舟，好在你那里保全。 生命
Chapter 7 verse 2 of Genesis
然后创世纪七章第二节
You shall take with you of every clean animal by sevens a male and his female and of the animals that are not clean two a male and his female
凡洁净的畜类你要带七公七母不洁净的畜类你要带一公一母
That was the command. That was the commission God gave to Noah. Go round up the animals.
把这些动物都找来。
Let me take an aside here for a moment.
让我这里先讲一点别的东西。
Are the animals in the ark, are they a picture also?
就是这些在方舟里面的动物，它们是不是也是表样呢？
We know the flood's a picture.
那我们知道洪水是一个表样。
We know the ark is a picture.
方舟是一个表样。
We can't get into it, but even the birds, the raven and the dove become a picture.
那么甚至我们可能没有时间多讲，但是那个乌鸦鸽子也是表样。
The rainbow becomes a picture.
那个红也是一个表样。
The new creation after the flood becomes a picture.
那洪水之后的受造成为一个表样。
Are the animals a picture?
那么这些动物是不是表样呢？
You don't have to agree with this, but let me suggest something.
虽然你不一定会同意，不过让我在这里做些建议。
In Acts chapter 10, we have a very interesting story.
在《使徒行传》第十章里面，我们有一个非常有意思的故事。
This was Peter's vision at Joppa.
这是彼得在约帕的意象。
You remember that in vision he saw three times a great sheet come down from heaven.
那么你知道他在异象里他连续三次看到天上有大布降下。
And what was in the sheet? Do you remember?
但是你记不记得在这个布里面的是什么？
Acts 10 verse 12.
在使徒行传第十章的第十二节。
And there were in it all kinds of four-footed animals.Crawling creatures of the earth and birds of the air.
那一节讲到里面有地上各样四足的走兽和昆虫，并天上的飞鸟。
Very interesting. The same things that were in the ark.
这刚好是讲到在方舟里面那些各样的动物。
In the New Testament, God gave an explanation.
那么在新约里呢，神又给这个做了一个说明。
Acts 10 verse 28，
使徒行传的十章的二十八节。
God has shown me that I should not call any man unholy or unclean。
但神已经指示我，无论什么人都不可看作俗而不洁净的。
And Acts 10:45，
使徒行传十章四十五节。
And all the circumcised believers who had come with Peter were amazed because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also.
那些奉哥里和彼得同来的信徒见圣灵的恩赐也浇在外邦人身上，就都稀奇。
In the New Testament, the animals, the birds, the bugs,Pictured sinners saved by grace.
所以在新约里面，那些走兽、那些飞鸟、那些昆虫，是成为一个蒙恩的罪人的表样。
And could it be that in the ark, with Noah and his family?
所以这个是不是也是同样的，指的那些跟诺亚跟他的家人在方舟里面的那些动物、昆虫、走兽呢？
Pictured by all of those animals.
讲到了那些各式各样的活物。
A full salvation, those who are saved by grace.
是讲到那些所有因着神全备的救恩而得救的人。
If that's so, I think it might be, if that is so,
如果我所讲的是对的，那我相信是对的。
One of the early pictures of the church in the Bible is a zoo.
所以圣经里面形容教会一个最早的一个表样是一个动物园。
I won't develop that anymore.
我在这里就不再继续发挥。
All right, back to my story.
我们再回到我们所谈的故事。
God gave Noah a command to go out and round up the clean and the unclean.
神吩咐诺亚出去，在那里招聚洁净的跟不洁净的各样活物。
I tried to picture how he would do that.
我在这里想他会怎么样去做呢？
Did he have a whip and a chair?
那他是不是有个鞭子，有个椅子？
My grandsons now live right across the street from me.
我的孙子现在正住在跟我隔一条街。
And they're constantly running through the yard with the butterfly net.
所以他们经常在草地上跑来跑去，拿着抓蝴蝶的网子。
Did Noah have traps and snares?
所以诺亚是不是有些陷阱呢？
Did he have ropes or vines turned into lassos? How did he get these animals in?
所以他是不是有绳子呢？有绑的东西呢？他到底是怎么样子把这些动物带到方舟里面的？
And because the command included something seemingly more impossible,
而且这些的命令里面带些一些好像不可能做到的东西。
Male and female, he said.
他说公的或是母的。
I'm not even going to try to guess how Noah could discern the sex of the birds and the beasts and some of these insects and beetles.
那我在这里我连猜都不敢猜，就是诺亚到底要怎么样分辨这些鸟的性别，这些昆虫的性别，这些蜜蜂的性别。
But that's the first command, the Great Commission. Go out, bring them in.
但是这是一个第一个吩咐，一个大使命的吩咐，出去把他们收集进来。
All right, hold that a moment and let me show you the second command.
那我们在这里稍微等一下，然后我马上要告诉大家他第二个吩咐是什么。
Genesis chapter 7, verse 1.
创世纪的第七章的第一节。
Then the Lord said to Noah, Enter the ark, you and all your household, for you alone I've seen to be righteous before me in this time.
讲到说你和你的全家都要进入方舟，因为在这世代中我见你在我面前是义人。
Chapter 7, verse 4.
第七章的第四节。
For after seven more days I'll send rain on the earth, 40 days, 40 nights, I'll blot out from the face of the land every living thing that I have made.
再过七天我要降雨在地上四十昼夜，把我所造的各样活物都从地上除灭。
Chapter 7 verse 10.
第七章的第十节。
And it came about after 7 days that the water of the flood came upon the earth.
过了那七天，洪水泛滥在地上。
From these passages, we learn that Noah and his family went into the ark 1 full week before it started to rain.
我们从这个经文里面可以知道诺亚蒙的吩咐要在一周在下雨之前的一周要进入方舟。
Don't read that la la la.
不要随随便便的读过去。
Two commands.
两个命令。
Go bring them in.
把他们带进来。
Enter the ark.
然后进入方舟。
Which one will Noah do?
那么诺亚要做哪一个？
We can praise God, brothers and sisters, that he obeyed the second command.
我们可以感谢主，因为诺亚遵从了第二个吩咐。
By faith, he entered the ark with his family.
他凭着信跟他全家进入了方舟。
Now watch this carefully. May God open our eyes.
让我们在这里仔细的注意，愿神开启我们的眼睛。
When they entered the ark, one of the most amazing things that ever took place on this planet took place.
他们进入方舟的时候，是在这个全世界上最奇妙的事情，有一件事情发生了。
Genesis 7, verses 8 and 9.
创世纪的第七章的第八节、第九节。
Of clean animals, and animals that are not clean, birds and everything that creeps on the ground, they went into the ark to Noah by twos. male and female as God had commanded Noah.
洁净的畜类和不洁净的畜类, 飞鸟并地上一切的昆虫, 都是一对一对的, 有公有母, 到诺亚那里, 进入方舟, 正如神所吩咐挪亚的。
Genesis chapter 7 verse 14 and 15.
然后第七章的14节跟15节,
They and every beast after its kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and everything that creeps on the earth after its kind, and every bird after its kind, all sorts of birds, they went into the ark to Noah by twos of all flesh, in which was the breath of life.
他们和百兽各从其类，一切牲畜各从其类。 爬在地上的昆虫各从其类，一切禽鸟各从其类，都进入方舟。凡有血肉、有气息的活物，都一对一对的到诺亚那里进入方舟。Do
you see what's happening here?
你在这里有没有注意到？
They went into Noah according to God's command.
他们照着神的吩咐。
The greatest migration that ever took place on the earth.
那这是世界上最奇妙的一个动物迁移的故事。
Noah didn't bring in one bird or one bug or one bunny.
因为诺亚并没有带进任何的一只鸟，任何的一个昆虫，任何的一个兔子。
God brought them in.
那神却带他们过来,
by twos and by sevens they came.
而且是成对的, 成七的,
not by herds and by flocks.
也不是一群一群的来,
goats and sheep and cattle, they lined up by sevens.
因为羊啊, 山羊啊, 牛啊, 他们是七只七只的排队。
All through that week, the migration took place.
所以在整个的那一周之内，这些动物就迁移到方舟里面。Here
come two camels.
然后来了两只骆驼。Here
come seven deer.
来了七个鹿。Here
come two pigs.
来了两只猪。Here
come seven antelope.
然后七个羚羊。Two
ravens.
两只鸭。Seven
doves.
七只鸽子。All
Noah and his family did was abide in the ark. And suddenly, he learned the secret of how to obey God.
所以诺亚跟他的家人所做的，就是在方舟里面，站在那里的时候，他学到了顺服神的秘密。
What a testimony before the eyes of the neighbors.
那么这是在他的邻舍眼前是何等大的见证。
How can this be?
这怎么可能呢？
Two beetles, two spiders, here they come.
两个虫，两个蜘蛛来了。Here
come seven grasshoppers and seven locusts.
来了七对蚱蜢，七对蝗虫。And
two lizards and two moles.
然后又来了两个蜥蜴，两个地鼠。Animals,
birds, insects, coming by themselves. By the power of the Lord.
那动物、飞鸟、昆虫是靠着主的大能被带到诺亚这里。
Genesis 6:20 says this.
创世纪的6章20节是这么说。
Every creeping thing of the ground after its kind.
讲到地上的昆虫各从其类。
And brothers and sisters in Christ, this is the secret of the faith that pleases God.
所以，在基督里的弟兄姐妹们，那么这一个就是一个讨神喜悦的信心，关乎这个信心的一个秘密。The
faith that pleases God has learned to obey God, not by obeying God, but by abiding in Christ.
这样子的信心，讨神喜悦的信心，就是学习到顺服神，不仅仅是顺服神，乃是借着。 住在基督里面顺服神。
When Noah was abiding in Christ,
所以当诺亚住在主里面的时候，
God did a great miracle.
神就行了一个极大的奇迹。
From the hills, from the valleys, from the mountains, from the woods, from the plains.
从高山，从深谷，从森林里，从平原里。
From the marshes and the swamps, from everywhere they came.
从沼泽地，从各处。
Glorious day when God's people learn how to obey the Lord by abiding in Christ.
当我们能够学会知道住在主里面，借此来顺服神的时候，是何等荣耀的日子。
We don't obey by trying to obey. I think I would have probably gone out and tried to round up the animals.
我们并不是说要努力，借着努力来顺服，来顺服。如果是我的话，我可能就跑出去，再到处追那些动物了。
Genesis chapter 7 verse 16.
创世纪的第七章的第十六节。
And those that entered, male and female of all flesh, entered as God had commanded him, and the Lord closed the door behind him.
凡有血肉进入方舟的，都是有公有母，正如神所吩咐挪亚的。耶和华就把他关在方舟里。
It's not that Noah didn't obey the first command.
并不是说诺亚并没有遵守第一个命令。
He obeyed the first command by obeying the second command.
他遵守第一个命令的方法就是借着遵守第二个命令。
So many Christians run themselves ragged trying to obey the Lord.
那有太多的基督徒在那里拼命搞得精疲力尽的，因为他们想拼命想去顺服神。
Noah is a great example.
其实诺亚也是给我们一个很好的例子。
God gives a revelation of Christ.
神将基督的启示放在他里面。
I embrace that revelation. It becomes my life.
所以我就投身在这个启示当中，这个启示成为我的生命。
And little by little, as I grow and mature, I disappear inside, and I am now invisible. Only Christ is seen.
然后我一点一点的成长，然后我就进入了方舟。到了这个时候，所看见的就不再是我，乃是基督。
Brothers and sisters in Christ, this is true of every command of God.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这样子的原则是对神所有的命令都是合用的。
God has never commanded us to do anything that it was possible in the flesh to do.
神所命令的事情没有一件事是我们仅凭着自己的血气可以做的。
How am I to obey God and love my Lillian as Christ loved the church?
我怎么样的能够顺服神，好叫我能够爱我的妻子，如同基督爱教会。
By abiding in Christ, because without Him we can do nothing.
那唯有凭借着住在主里面，因为离了他，我们什么都不能做。
He commands me to turn the other cheek.
主吩咐我们，我们要转过脸来，让别人打。
How am I going to do that?
那我怎么可能做得到呢?
By abiding in Christ, for apart from Him, we can do nothing.
乃是靠着住在主里面，因为离了他，我们什么都不能做。
How am I going to count it all joy when I fall into diverse temptation?
我怎么样子在百般的患难当中都要能够以为大喜悦呢?
By abiding in Christ.Without Him, we can do nothing.
借着住在主里面，因为离了他，我们什么都不能做。
Every command He's ever given is impossible.
神所给的所有的命令都不是人能够所遵守的。
How can I give thanks in and for everything?
我怎么样子能够在各样的情况下为各样的事情都感谢呢？
How can I rejoice in the Lord always?
我怎么样才能够凡事都靠主喜乐，不断的喜乐呢？
How can I pray without ceasing?
我怎么样才能够不住的祷告呢？
How can I forgive 70 times 7 times?
我怎么样才能够赦免70个7次呢？
How can I be perfect as my Father in heaven is perfect?
我怎么样才能够完全如同我天上的父一样完全呢？
By abiding in Christ Jesus, that's the secret of obedience.
乃是靠着住在主里面，这个就是顺服的秘诀。
I want to wrap this up by quoting a verse from the Old Testament, not a verse, a passage that is also quoted in the New Testament.
那最后我要引用圣经旧约里面的一段经文，也是新约所用到的，来做我们今天的结束。
It's a summary of how to obey God.
这个基本上就是总结了怎么样子来顺服神。
Deuteronomy chapter 30, beginning at verse 11.
生命记的30章从第11节开始。
The commandment which I command you today is not too difficult for you, nor is it out of reach. It's not in heaven that you would say, Who will go up to heaven for us and get it, that we might hear it and observe it? Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, Who will cross the sea for us and get it, that we may hear it and observe it? But the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may observe it.
我今日所吩咐你的诫命，不是你难行的，也不是离你远的，不是在天上使你说谁替我们天上取下来使我们听见可以遵行呢？也不是在海外使你说谁替我们过了海取了来使我们听见可以遵行呢？ 这话却离你甚近，就在你口里，在你心里，使你可以遵行。God
is saying, don't say the commandment is too hard.
神在这里所讲的是说，不要嘴里说这诫命是难守的。Don't
say it's up in heaven, I can't reach it.
不要说它是在天上，所以我碰不到。
Don't say it's across the sea. It's too far away.
所以不要说在那海外是距我太远。
God said it's near you. It's in your mouth. It's in your heart.
但神却说它是离你近的，是在你的口中，是在你的心里。
How can the commandment of God be in my mouth and in my heart? What does that mean?
但是神的诫命怎么样子能够说在我的口中，在我的心里呢？这到底是什么意思呢？
He said, don't say that it's difficult. It's in your mouth.
他说你不要觉得这是难的，因为它是在你口里。
It's closer than your teeth.
它比你的牙齿还近。
It's closer than your palate.
那比你的味蕾还近。
It's closer than your tongue.
比你的舌头还近。
It's in your mouth, in your heart.
是在你的口里，在你的心里。
What does that mean?
但这到底是什么意思？
Moses doesn't tell us.
那摩西在这里没有讲清楚。
God speaks through the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 10. He quotes this passage.
但是神就借着保罗在罗马书的第十章跟我们说明了，保罗在这里就引用了这段的经文。
Romans chapter 10, verses 6 to 8, and we'll close with this.
所以罗马书的第十章的6到8节，我们就要以此作为我们的结束。
The righteousness based on faith speaks as follows. Do not say in your heart, Who will ascend to heaven? That's to bring Christ down. Or who will descend into the abyss? That's to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth, and in your heart. And then he adds this, that is the word of faith which we are preaching.
那这里讲到说，唯有出于信心的义，如此说，你不要心里说，谁要升到天上去呢？就是要领下基督来。谁要下到阴间呢？就是要领基督从死里上来。他到底怎样说呢？他说，这道离你不远，正在你口里，在你心里。然后保罗加了这么一段话，就是我们所传信主的道。
I'm so glad that the Apostle Paul quoted that passage.
然后我实在很高兴保罗在这里引用了生命记的经文。
Because he explained it.
因为他在这里解释了。
How can I obey God?
我怎么样子才能够顺服神？
The word of faith which we proclaim.
就是我们所传的信主的道，或是说我们所传的信之道。
Faith not only makes obedience possible.
信心不仅是让我们的顺服成为可能。
It makes obedience a delight.
它让我们的顺服成为我们心里所喜悦的。
And faith does that because faith has an object.
信心有这样子的功用。因为信心有一个对象，
and the object is our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个对象就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Noah illustrates the faith that brought God pleasure.
所以诺亚的故事就对我们说明了一个讨神喜悦的信心。
It's a faith that learned how to obey God by abiding in Christ.
是这样子的一个信心，是学会了借着住在基督里面来顺服基督。
May God write this in our hearts.
愿神将这个写在我们的心里。
Let's pray together.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for this illustration.
主啊，我们为了这样子的启示，深深的感谢你。
Thank you that by abiding in Christ, you will fulfill your own commands.
我们若在住在主里面，你就会亲自的成全你的命令。
Teach us to have the kind of faith that brings you pleasure.
教导我们，叫我们能够有讨你喜悦的信心。
Teach us how to abide in Christ.
教导我们如何住在基督里。
We ask in Jesus' name.
我们是靠耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.